We are VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on prn.fm or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. Today, our guest is known as Dr. C, and his name is Geraldo Cianello. Dr. C is not a licensed medical health professional, nor does he claim to be, but he is an authentic, certified natural health professional. Welcome, Dr. C.
How you doing? Long time no see, April Renee.
I know, it's so excited to have you on. Just so everybody knows what he's mentioning. What he's mentioning is we were there 2 weeks ago and he interviewed us, and it's the second video on our website. Hallelujah! And we just want you to share with our audience, Dr. C, all the wisdom Father's given you on biblical healing.
Well, where do we start?
Let's start with your credentials first.
Okay. I know that this is different when I'm interviewing somebody. But it's okay. It's all good. Well, now, you know, I came to America many years ago, back in the 80s, to become a medical surgeon. That's because I was in the world, and I wasn't, you know, I was just a religious Roman Catholic. I wasn't a Christian or a believer then. And I wanted to be the richest medical surgeon in America, I guess. That's what you're doing. I had the wrong focus. That was my idol, was to be rich. So the Lord changed all that many years later, got born again, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to finish my medical degree because they were teaching me some stuff that doesn't make sense. Later along the line, as I grew in the Lord, I noticed that the scripture in Revelation 18:23 in Genesis chapter 1, and it's like a Genesis chapter 1, when I talk to my audience, it says, does anybody know what the beginning of the biblical oath, the beginning of the Bible? And, of course, you know what that is. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then I would ask the question, I swear, let me go back. What's the beginning of the Hippocratic oath, the statement? And some say, do no harm. I wish that was the first case, but it wasn't. It says, I swear by Apollos, Asclepius, Hygieia, Panacea, and all the gods and goddesses. So what's the difference between the biblical oath and the Hippocratic oath? A Hippocratic oath is what? Mythologic god. Who are they? They're false teaching gods. So the things that you see in the medical field, the healthcare system, the rod of Asclepius, that's snake and a rod. I come to find out that if you look in Britannica or Wikipedia, that's the rod of Asclepius. And so, to make the long story short, that did not pan out with me. And of course, I don't want to spend God's money, God's resources to that kind of world system. So I got my degree in a doctor of ministry and specialized in biblical health and wellness, with a concentration of ancient Hebrew medicine, and of course, traditional Chinese medicine, orthomolecular medicine, bioelectromagnetic energy medicine, and then also they got the sports performance, having a degree, the final got a bachelor's degree in an exercise science, exercise physiology. That makes me a sports performance nutrition coach, training, and then biblical counseling. With that, the background, over the years of my goodness, since 1987, I had worked with the police academy, and I was the exercise physiologist. I was the health and wellness coordinator, keeping the officers fit for duty, and at the same time doing ministry at the church and counseling, doing parenting, marriage class, marriage and parenting class, family class, discipleship, the men. And the whole nine yards in terms of biblical approach, a holistic approach, instead of like what your husband said on that tape, the medical money-go-round or medical mini-go-round, merry-go-round.
instead of they being snipped the wire to your blinking oil light. They've snipped the wire to the blinking oil light. So you're a real doctor of our creator, which is the master physician.
Amen. She is the creator of the heavens. It's not Dr. Fauci. It's not in the beginning. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, or even Dr. C. It's our Dr. Yeshua who created the heavens
and
the earth. The Elohim is that the word that H-I-M at the end. It's a plural. It's just Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So that's what I'm doing now ever since 2006 when my mother passed away. And that changed my whole perspective because the person you love the most, well, one of the ones you love the most, is you pass out in the breast of, or died in breast cancer, brain tumor, and diabetes, and you wonder, this medical stuff is not working. So although that the 8 years that she was with us, she lived 8 more years because the doctor told her she had 1 year to live. And the person who said that, a doctor, told her she died less than a year, more than my mom. So my mother lived 8 more years until she went back to her husband, my stepfather, and then he put her in a nursing home. And that's when she died in a nursing home 2 months later. So I had committed to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I'm going to make sure that every mom, every grandmother, even, you know, dads and grandfather would not go through the same thing. I made a contract, if you will. I made a covenant with the Lord. I would make sure until I'm in this world, I'm going to make sure that they do the right thing, do the biblical health and wellness approach so they can live a life that is pleasing to the Lord and enjoy the quality of life and health. And so that's what I've been done. Mainly, it all started by ministering to the pastor, the shepherd, because I want them around, because we're getting a lot of sick shepherd, ministered pastors and rabbis, and if you will. So I can't compete with so-called Muslim, the imam, who have several wives, they can duplicate it themselves. And I can't. Of course, if I become imam or Muslim, I could do that. But I don't want to do that. I know that's not pleasing to the Lord. I don't want to have seven wives. And that's too much problems already, but I have seven wives. So basically, yeah, my calling has been that, just that. This is not my calling, if you will. This is not what I anticipated. This is what God called me to do, and I have to be obedient. If I don't, then I can assure you that he'll make me sick to the point like having a grandma epilepsy or cause my having shingles and, you know, all those things. So anyway, that's what happened to me, and I was running away. I was like Jonah at that time. I said, I don't want to do that. That doesn't make money. They get income. So I finally gave in. That's in a nutshell, that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm doing, making house call. I don't meet in a clinic because I don't want to, get disease, to get people disease in a clinic, because, you know, as well as I do, that you're going to contract other illness from other people. So I meet at either the home or at the church or synagogue that is free of Asclepius, if you will. And
that's right.
You don't have to deal with those diseases that are floating around like the COVID. And anyway, so that's what
that's
we
right. That's how that doctors used to be way back when. I remember when I was a little girl, they did house calls. So you're bringing it back to the way it used to be, and that was 50 years ago.
Amen. So that's what I want to do.
And that's awesome.
And that's the plan. That's God's plan. The man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
That's right.
And that's
we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. I know I was a very happy personal trainer, you know, dropping a 360-pound man down to 195 bodybuilder. I loved what I did. I was a certified trainer.
Wow.
And Father's like, uh-uh, that's not yet what you've been called to do.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I used to be a powerlifter and then a bodybuilder. So now I'm just training and maintaining and making sure that that's why being a master's and senior Olympian athlete, Olympic athlete. I'd like to one day, to my age group of 50 and over. For those of you who are listening, I'm a USA track and field officials, and at the track and field, usually my specialty is 400 meters, 200 meters, 150 meters. There's a long sprint and short sprints, So I want to be able to make sure that by the time I'm 80, I can still sprint, and so, you know, being a quarter miler. So that's what I've been training for this coming October at St. George, Utah. We're training for Huntsman World Senior Games, which also I will be officiating the track and field with anywhere from race walk, power walk to 1500 to 5K, and then, a long sprint and short sprint that I just mentioned. So, and then I'll be competing as well, too. And I think lastly, they had invited me to speak, just like what you're doing with me, on the podcast radio during the time and what I've done. So this is kind of bringing back to memory what we're doing. And so that's where we're at. So, and I'm glad we are meeting at 12 because I wasn't quite ready because I just got done training. We have an outdoor, fit class, which stands for outdoor, functional interval training class. We have a great social distancing that's even given before COVID, and we do functional interval training that I normally do, when I train the young athletes, which I kind of retired from the young generation athlete, so I'm training now 50 and over because there ain't any coach or trainer that would train us at this age, 50 and over, doesn't it? So right. That's what I'm doing. I have 40-year-old too. It's out of shape. So my oldest one is 84 years old. And wow. So that's what we're doing today, and tomorrow I'm going to be the beginners to intermediate balance, stability, mobility class. That's it's kind of the same one, but it's a low end of it. Today is the intermediate to advanced, doing what do we call some exercise like a Spider-Man crawl, those things, inchworm and crawl bar you get on the ground. Just like when we did when we were babies. Remember your babies? Before they can walk or run, what did they do? Or before they're toddler? They crawl, right? So we did some crawling. So do some bear crawling. And so we can get the hip flexors moving. And so they can be fast twitch and move quickly. So anyway, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I know a couple of weeks ago, I think it was maybe 3 weeks ago, you contacted our ministry, Vic Fellowship, Vaccine Information Coalition. I don't remember how you found us. Do you remember?
Well, I was just praying. I said, Lord, there's got to be somebody that knows this stuff. I was just praying, and I just got on the website. And, somebody gave me a card of yours.
Okay.
Somebody gave me a card from Olive Tree, in fact.
Yep.
And I found it in my old wallet. It wasn't in my other wallet. And it's like, the Lord led me to that. And I said, that's how I contacted you guys. And, of course, I got on the website and looked at that. And then I called you. And so that's why, there was NVIC and, I wanted somebody, Lord, who knows the Lord. I just don't want anybody just to interview or talk to about this who doesn't know the Lord. So, and it so happened that you know the Lord, and obviously when I got to meet you, you got answered my prayer. So it was the card from a long, long time ago. Somebody gave me a card, I found it at Olive Tree, same place where we at. And
Dr. C, I can't tell you how many people over the last 20 years have told me that exact same story.
Wow.
Because we've been sending these Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards for free all over the world for 20 years now. Because as I said in past shows, when my baby girl passed, I shared my story with people and they looked at me like I had three heads as far as her being vaccine injured and passing from the monkey viruses. And they would look at me like I had three heads. So I went into prayer and I said, Father, we have to create something that penetrates that brainwashed wall that comes up every time you mention anything bad about vaccination. So I called my cousin Wendy, who worked at Crooks Printing at the time for 11 years. She was like the owner, Mr. Crooks' assistant or something. I said, Wendy, we got to create something that just penetrates that brainwashed wall. And she calls her graphic artist. He creates the card, the logo, and everything.
Wow.
And so it was just so Father. It was so Yahuwah, you know, the Lord, Yahuwah. And he so divinely, you know, made these cards and gave us the money through a guy in Michigan to make them for like $400 and some for a pack of 5,000 cards, beautifully, you know, nice quality, colorful cards with the ingredients of the vaccines on the back. I added over the years more and more ingredients as I learned them. And people, and we send out packages of 100 cards all over the world. My mother's been doing it for over 5 years now for me. And I was doing it previously to, the, you know, for, to that and before that. So many people have called and said the same thing, that they found the card like in the bottom of their wallet and they just never let go.
Wow. Wow.
Because it gives them a place to go. You know, I didn't have that choice, Dr. C. You know, I was told Casey would die if I didn't vaccinate her. I didn't know where to go but her pediatrician, you know. And mm-hmm. the card not only shows us what's in them, accumulative, but also where to go to get truth besides just the medical profession. That's, you know, given their sacred oath, their Hippocratic oath to the gods and the goddesses that you so graciously shared with me and Miriam. We were so excited about that. Thank you so much, because I did think it meant first do no harm. That's all what I've always heard, that's what they, you know, the Hippocratic oath. But when you showed us that, I'm getting ready to add it to our websites. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. So God works in a mysterious way. And
together we're going to expose this mess.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that one.
I said, together, we're going to expose this mess for our Creator, because this battle's way too big for us. Way too big for us.
Speaking of which, you and I, we were just talking about that. And I know there's a lot of retreat or conference out there. And I know you're familiar with this. And they're good, but not good enough for me and my biblical standard. Because they're not, like, for example, I'm going to mention name. I mean, you know, it's, I just like the truth about cancer. They're good, but I wish that we'll go more deep into a biblical approach. And and then the truth about vaccine, all that. What I would like to have, I mean, just stand up for righteousness, stand up for the truth, the actual, the biblical truth. And it, you know, getting back, I have not heard anyone mention about Revelation 18:23. The merchants will deceive many nations through their sorcery. And I taught on that yesterday and the day before, because I spoke last Wednesday at the Calvary Southwest and mentioned you and the links. I gave them the links. And so, and for those who are listening, if you don't know what Revelation 18:23, and here it is, the merchant, that's the businessman. That's those who has a lot of mammon or money. That's your Merck's, that's your Pfizer, your Bayer, that's Bill Gates, like what you said, the Bill Gates of health, the Fauci, the World Health Organization.
Soros.
Yes. And you got Bayer, Hex, and IG Farben, now Senate Farben. The last three I mentioned, that's the one who were responsible for electing Hitler and during the time. And, of course, slavering the Jews, the 6 million people that was in a concentration camp. So, you know, go figure. So are we going to be another 6 million, one of those 6 million? So I want to see biblical truth about vaccine or cancer or disease. Or I like what your husband said, cellular malfunction. It is so true. I mean, see, it's we have been inundated with medical approach, the pharmaceutical approach. And for those of you who are listening, I said a sorcery, that is your pharmakia, which means your clipions. Your clipions, that's your healthcare system, medical system. That is another word for a drug administrator, drug users. So that's what we're seeing. I want to see, in fact, I want to see that in front of the front page, Revelation 18:23, just like John 3:16 or Genesis 1:29. That is our primary, just like the primary disease, like cellular malfunction, to take care of that is Genesis 1:29. If we've done it exactly, verbatim, that is your natural vaccine, your supernatural vaccine. It's right there in 1:29 to take care of the cellular malfunction. So I want to see that happen. If we can get this all across the nation to do a conference. Well, I don't want a conference, maybe a retreat. That would be great, just like Jerusalem Council in Acts 15. We invite all the Gentiles and non-Gentiles, you know, the Jews. I just taught on that last night to our, I don't know if you got my thing. We had a wellness Bible study fellowship and at 5:30, yes, last night. And I talked about that and we jumped in from, I had a gay, gave him a summary of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 3 because we've been teaching on that for the last year, almost the last year and a half. And so now we talk about the food in Genesis chapter 3. Let's talk about that food. 4,000 years later into the book of Acts 15, somewhat 4,000 years later. If you remember Acts 15, they're talking about the four requirements, abstain. Abstain for what? Food polluted by idols and sexual morality, blood, strangled animals. So that was the essential for the Gentile believers. So Messianic Gentiles, if you will. And of course, the theme there is the circumcision. And we all know we don't do the circumcision of the flesh. That was the Abrahamic covenant. Now, just because Yeshua has come, he's a sacrificial lamb, the circumcision, he's talking about the circumcision of the heart. So for those who are having hard time, the pork, you know, circumcise your heart because don't eat that because God said he will write the Torah in our hearts. And you know what the Torah says about eating the pork and all the polluted foods that are out there that causes cellular malfunction in our body system. So, you know, that's so much to talk about, and I would love to see that going, that the real biblical truth about cancer. You know, that, yeah, you know, I love Ty Bones, I respect him, but we need to stand up for the scripture. They did touch on, I know they believe they're Christians, but they kind of teach it on a Gentile perspective. I want to see Hebraic perspective. I want to see from the Genesis get-go. From here, from Genesis to Revelation, where we are. So we are living in the Revelation times. And so we need to start living the Genesis times because Jesus or Yeshua was the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah for that. Maranatha. You know, come, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I have to comment on one thing before I ask you another question that you proposed to me as soon as I met you a couple of weeks ago. But I want to cover one thing that we spoke about a few minutes ago, because very divinely, the CD or the DVDs that I loaned you and your wife, and it kind of got messed up on it. The Who Are They? The Battle of the Bloodline. Well, Father has totally divinely allowed me just yesterday to have our ministry, the videographer, to get it to me on video online, and it is now on our About link on our vacinfo.org website at the bottom after my message, which is the appetizer, my husband's, which was the meal, and then this is the dessert message showing scripturally who these people are, the merchants of the world that wax and grow rich. So everyone go to the vacinfo.org website, the About Events link, click on that, go to the bottom, and part one and part two with no glitches, Dr. C.
Okay.
Father has That's provided. Good. So definitely check that out when you have time. Now, I also, and it will also be on the front page of our, maybe not on the front page, but maybe one of the links on the page of our new website, royalcovenantministries.com, which should be launched this week. We've had a little bit of delay, but it's just not Father's timing, apparently. I've been talking about it for a couple weeks now, but it will be, if not on the front page, definitely on an about link or something on that website at all as well. But anyway, I wanted to say to you, or remind you, because I remember when you first called me, when you first connected, very divinely, obviously, Father led you to me, and that's not the first time of that either, by the way. A pastor in West Palm Beach, Florida, a couple years back called me and said, just because of the card someone gave me, I see what you're doing for God. Can you come please talk, you know, speak to my congregation? So Amen. it's his battle, his will, his everything. I have succumbed myself as much as I'm able to allow the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, to be submitted, I mean the flesh to be submitted to the Holy Spirit, and allow him to use me just like you're doing, Dr. C. I'm so thankful we've come together. But I do remember you saying to me first thing about this COVID-19, and you had a whole acronym. Can you share with the audience?
Yes. All right. Make sure you get your pencil and paper, folks. All right. When you see the word COVID, obviously you should know what the first letter is. Maybe, why don't you tell me what the beginning of COVID? What
C.
letter is that? C, that's your vitamin C. But keep in mind, folks, that not all vitamin C are created equal. If you can afford liquid, go for it, but they're expensive. I am more of a powder form, a buffer form, and so that it could assimilate quicker. I'm more of a neutral. I don't like the sour part of it because most people, from my experience over the years, they can't handle that. So it's neutral. The pH is neutral. So I have the one for those who want to know specifically. It's I don't particularly endorse this man, but as far as spiritual issues, he's Dr. Andrew Wiles. But I agree with it. Alternative health. He's a medical doctor that turned to alternative health. I will work with him on that. So I approve his vitamin C dash salt because that's the only one that I've seen that is 4,000 milligrams per teaspoon. And that has, And then you have calcium, magnesium, potassium, and zinc. It tastes kind of bitter because of that zinc. Zinc is very important for the immune system response. So that is that, and I use that for, in fact, in my vitamin C protocol during the COVID, I had mentioned for those who are who's negative COVID, you can take that. However, if you are compromised immune system, you have to take more than 1,000 or 1 teaspoon or milligrams, 1 teaspoon of that. Not milligram, 1 teaspoon of that sea salt into 8 ounces of water daily. So you may have to take that. In fact, if you have that protocol, you might want to send that to everybody. If they ask for you, you give them a copy of that. It gives you details what you need to do for the four groups. Group one and group two is for those who have COVID. But the group two is the one that's critical condition and has hospitalized. So that with the COVID, the vitamin C powder, and I use it for chemotherapy as opposed to chemotherapy to get the cellular function and get the immune boosting again. So you can have
that's
a positive
wonderful. And our researcher, naturopath, Dr. True Ott, who we've had on the last couple of shows quite a bit, and I'm going to see him next week or this week even, he has minerals and stuff too. So definitely the C for COVID is vitamin C, buffered vitamin C. And what about the O?
Oh, that is your onions. Excellent for virus. Have your onions. What I'd like people to do is something, either eat raw. And you can do it like this. If you want to make a parsley mango salad, you got parsley, mango, cherry tomatoes, and red onions. And if you want to boost up your immune system, put more red onions. If you want to help with your blood pressure, increase the tomatoes. And if you want more minerals, increase the parsley. And if you want to improve the pancreas or the diabetes to balance that, then increase the mangoes. So you can do the other way around. Otherwise, you can boil the water and put in your Vitamix and put the red onions or yellow onions. I like red onions, taste better. And I Vitamix it into that and make a soup out of it to boost up the immune system. So B, the next one, that's your vegetation, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 of day 3 of creation, or Genesis 1:29. So that vegetation, they start with the greens. And God said, I gave you every herb or plant in the face of this whole earth. And folks, in Hebrew, that means glistening green and tender shoot. So you need to start from the bottom up. So the more closer to the ground, the rich the minerals. So go with it. I like the wheatgrass. There's 1 ounce of that. It's equivalent to 2.5 pounds of vegetable. And it does a lot of powerful work in your system, as far as the immune system is concerned, and balancing the cellular function. So that is, we got the B. Now you got the eye. Can you guess what that is? That is your iodine.
Okay? Yep.
So, iodine. So, I would put, during the COVID season, I would have in my 8 ounces of water, I would put about 6 drops of that, iodine, and drink it daily. So, and then the next one is your D tree. So not only go outside, it's like we did today, we had enjoy the sunshine. You know, get that, as your late husband said, the photon light going into your eyes. That's so true. So the D tree, get your vitamin D tree as well as your free oxygen tank. So you don't have to prevent from getting a COPD, if you will. So enhance your cellular function in your lungs and your asthma and getting a better cardiorespiratory. Being a sports performance nutrition coach, we do a lot of that training. That's why we are outside, because the body was meant to be outdoors. Something my professor once said, there's three things we do in this world. We eat, sleep, and move. So we need to move outside and do just one of those, the functional interval training, what you do outdoor. So that is the D3. So and then you got the 19. Can you guess what that 19 is? So that is Joshua 1:9. What did it say? Have I commanded you? What did it say? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged, for I'm going to be with you wherever you go. So please, during this time, we got a chaotic society culture, and it's crazy. We need to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not let the thief in to your mind, into the door of your mind. So if you did, that's your fault. You had a choice. You let him in. And that's why you're depressed, you're fearful, and nervous and angry, because we let him in into our thoughts. So it's kind of like that 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. And Paul experienced, the Apostle Paul experienced it in Corinth. And Corinth is very much like we're living today. It may be worse. Okay, so, and we see we are humans. We don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons. And if you're a believer, you have 4 weapons that you can use. First of all, you need to know that we're saved by grace. I like the word grace, an acronym. God's riches at Christ's expense. Remember that. It's because of Christ, it's because of Yeshua, and it's that we exist here. So, because of God's grace, when sin abounds, grace abounds. So, you need to know that. That's the first leg. If you're sitting in a chair, I'm sitting in a chair right now with 4 legs. So, if I only did 1 or 2 legs, I'm going to be imbalanced in my walk with the Lord. So, the next leg is what? That is God's word. That is your Torah, your holy scriptures, right? And the third leg, that's your Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. You cannot have this Holy Spirit unless you're born again, unless you repent. Just like we heard in Acts chapter 2, and when we celebrated the Pentecost, we can kind of celebrate, because when Jesus ascended, he promised the Holy Spirit will come among us. So he did. That was at 9 o'clock yesterday, or the 2 Saturdays ago, and the 49th, the Pentecost, the week of feast, so the Shavuot. So anyway, we celebrated that, and he promised the Holy Spirit. So you can't have the Holy Spirit unless you have repentance and believe in Yeshua HaMashiach into your heart. It's about believing. Remember, it's a circumcision of your heart. That's how you circumcise your heart, by repenting and turning away from those garbage, those sin, those filth. I don't care if it's emotional toxins or environmental toxins. Whatever it is that's keeping you from knowing the Lord, that's what a stronghold is. And I just want to get back to that. So the next one is the power of prayer. That's the fourth leg. So that is the powerful weapon that the Lord has given us to knock down the strongholds of human reasonings. What is the human reasoning? It's like hypocritical, the secular system, the university teaching that we were getting, all the stuff that's being taught, the false teaching, like the Fauci, the germ theory that you've been teaching, you got to put your mask on, when in fact it's not good to do that unless you're sick. go ahead and put it on. But you don't need to put it on when your strong immune system is strong. You don't need to do that, especially when you're inside a car, especially when you're running. You don't need to do that. So you need to boost the immune system, that you're cutting off 60% of your oxygen when you're in a mask, and plus you're inhaling those toxins, those germs. So the germ theory, I like what the during the deathbed of Pasteur, Louis Pasteur, he said that germ theory is nothing. What did he say? But what? Terrain theory is everything. Yep. Yes.
It's okay. Everything. So, yeah, on the front page of our website, on the VAC info, we just added an article from 1918, whatever flu it was back then. Anyway, the whole article talks about Antoine Bichon versus Louis Pasteur's. I mean, it's just a joke. But I also wanted to let everyone know, because we haven't launched this site yet, theroyalcovenantministries.com, but Ephesians 6:12 says it all, and I know Dr. C is coming from the same place that we are, me and Miriam. It's the scripture, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's going to be the scripture at the top of our Royal Covenant Ministries website. It's going to be the only survival, and I'll pray for anyone who hasn't accepted our Savior Yahushua HaMashiach yet, because without him we're not going to survive what the enemy's up to right now, and they've been planning for a very long time, the 50s, probably even before that, the New World Order thing that's going forward as of right now. The world's never going to be the same, people, ever. Get into the Word. Get into the holy books, the 66, books in the scriptures, because it's going to be our only salvation in these end times. Now, I do want to also ask you another question, Dr. C, because we got a little more time here. You did something when you interviewed me a couple of weeks ago that was really cool. You held your hand up and you said, you know, the body, the spirit, the, you know, all that with your hand. You had the three fingers down. Explain that to the audience.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, but try to explain this. Okay, listening to this, I would like you to put your hands in front of you. Now, I would like you to put your three middle fingers together and separate the thumb and separate the pinky. So you have three parts. You got your thumb and your three middle fingers together. Pretend you put a rubber band around it or tape around it to keep it together like that. Then you have your pinky. This is the holistic approach, or the biblical approach. And in fact, this is the Apostle Shaul's approach from Thessalonians 5:23. But we need to keep in mind, by the way, this is also a Genesis approach, but it's kind of in a different order, because in Genesis chapter 2, I believe, he said he formed a man from the dust, that's the body, and then he breathed in a wind or into life. He breathed in, that's the spirit, into us, and it became a living soul. So you got a body, spirit, and soul. So 6,000 years later, Paul experienced the other way around, but it's still the same. But for the sake of talking to the Gentiles, we need to look at it this way, because that was taught in the university, body, mind, and spirit, which is not biblical, and which is not a holistic approach according to the scripture, ancient Hebrew medicine. That's why I'm sharing this with you. Now, there's two types of spirit. Look at your thumb. Your thumb should be human spirit or the Holy Spirit. That's the reason why I said about the 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, and because we need to understand that if you don't, you cannot recognize a strong, if you can't recognize a strong, how in the world you're going to take every thought captive based on verse 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. Because it said, take every thought captive. So we need to make sure that we recognize the demonic strongholds of human reasoning that's out there, that's before you go to your mind, right? The false argument, the pride obstacle, whatever it is, fear, worry, anything that's secular worldview, humanistic worldview. Okay, so with that, I'm going to put it all together with a spiritual body so you can picture this. And then once you recognize that, it's a demonic stronghold, the human reasoning, false argument, and proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. Knowing who? God, Yeshua. So that we can take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ Jesus. So we cannot take every thought captive unless we recognize the demonic stronghold. I'm sorry, I've tried it. You cannot unless you recognize it. That's the reason why we're falling by the wayside. That's why we're defeated by the enemy, the demonic stronghold, the demonic forces, satanic forces. So demonic stronghold, again, is any wrong thinking that leads to simple actions or anything that's holding you back from being strong in the Lord spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, period. All right? So now going back to my fingers, my hands, the thumb, we have a choice. It's either human spirit, in other words, the flesh, human spirit, or the secular worldview, or the Holy Spirit. We all know what the Holy Spirit, that is, if you are a believer, you're a follower of Yeshua or a Christian, whatever it is, and you follow the word, you are a follower of Christ, Jesus Christ, you are following the Holy Spirit. If you are walking in the Holy Spirit, then you should do that, the same thing with the soul. Your soul consists of three compartments. Your mind, which is your index finger, your middle finger is your mind, your capacity to think, just like what you guys are doing right now for those who are listening. And the middle finger is your emotion, your capacity to feel. If you're feeling fear because of the COVID, or because what I say, I'm sorry, but this is the truth. The emotions, your capacity to think. And the third finger, or the fourth finger is the ring finger. That is your will, your capacity to choose. So they're working simultaneously in a quick sense, if you will. So that's that. If you're walking in the spirit, then the body is affected. So the pinky is your body. Your body should be balanced. It should be cellular, functional balance, if you will. So if not, then obviously then apply the Holy Spirit into our whole system, the holistic system. So that makes sense. That's the spirit, soul, body. That's what I said. Dude. We have to take captive every thought. That's your mind. We have to have a mind of Christ, mind of Yeshua, so that we can function in this ugly culture that we live in this simple world, this chaotic world that we live in. We don't have to. We live in the world, but not of the world. So we can be a salt and light in this culture that we live in. As you mentioned that scripture earlier, that Ephesians, that we do not wrestle with the flesh and blood, but the principality and powers of this world. That is so true. So we need to show others that we can practice self-control by not being angry and bitter and by not eating those things that we're supposed to eat, like comfort food, emotional toxins. If you have emotional toxins, we have a tendency to eat comfort food. That's the environmental toxins. Like for me, way back, cheesecake, pasta, all those things that are man-made. So I call it non-Genesis 129. So because they are man-made process or package. Otherwise, Genesis 129, anything that God made before we created it, before we do anything with it. So hopefully that's a spirit, soul, body. If we apply that into our lives, you will do well. Just like James said, you will do well. Fare well. And I say the same thing to my brothers and sisters who are listening right now as we speak. Are we still there?
I'm here. Absorbing all your wisdom.
Okay.
And that's so right. I mean, fear is false evidence appearing real. I mean, we can't have fear. Scripture tells us to have, power, love, and a sound mind. 10,000 are going to fall to the right, 1,000 to the left, and we are to keep walking forward. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is having an intimate relationship, not religion, an intimate relationship. And I've been on a spiritual journey for 55 years now, hallelujah, but I'm finally where I need to be. And a spiritual intimacy with the creator of the universe. And the only way you can have his comforter, scripture says, is by acknowledging with your mouth and him knowing in your heart. I just told my children this recently when I had them confess to me. I said, babies, mommy doesn't know if you really believe what you're telling me in your heart. So he needs to know that you truly believe he came and died, you know, to rebridge that original covenant we made and we broke with him, and to rebridge it and to save us from these end times, because, you know, we are in the book of Revelation. Matthew Nolan is the anointed one today. He's going to be on the front page of our Royal Covenant Ministries website, his teaching on the book of Revelation, because he's tying it all into the whole COVID-19 and everything going on, and how dangerous this vaccine is going to be, the worst ever, because it's going to be literally changing your genetic makeup, your DNA. It's an introduction to the mark of the beast, as far as I'm concerned. But he is the anointed man, so his link's going to be on the front page of that website. It's already on our VAC Info website, vacinfo.org, under the support link, I believe. We have Matthew, an introduction to him, the name, the original ancient Hebrew name pronunciation, Yahuwah and Yahusha. But anyway, a good introduction to Matthew's on our support link of our vacinfo.org. We're here for you. Fear is, like I said, not in our vocabulary. Miriam and I are too frontline for him. And I know that sounds absolutely cray cray, but I committed myself, you know, to him when my baby girl passed away 20 years ago. I jumped in his lap, and my sister Miriam here committed herself to him at 19 years of age when she read the scriptures from front to back.
Amen.
And right. Yeah. And yeah, and we're like two forces to be reckoned with, although we're absolutely as humble can be. We're absolutely nobodies, but Father's bringing other brothers and sisters and of ours like you, Dr. C. And I'm just so excited that he's brought us together. And back to those conferences you talked about when I was there for your interview, which is on our front page, by the way, as I mentioned. Torah Unleashed is a visual filming that he had his congregation do. Torah Unleashed, it's called. It's the second video, I believe, on the website, on the vacinfo.org. So you definitely want to watch that, because we go into a lot more detail about this COVID-19 scamdemic that the enemy's up to. And his children, which again, you can go to the support link. No. You can go to the, I think it is the support link. The about link, excuse me. The about link, I just added it this morning. Two online recordings, part one and part two, of what my late husband did about 8 years ago at Tour to the Tribes. But he laid out scripturally who these people are and who we're up against, which, when Father's with us, who can be against us? So we're not afraid of them at all. But we are going to be exposing them. And like I said, fear's not in our vocabulary. Hallelujah. And those conferences that you talked about, Dr. C, I mean, you know, I have a wellness on wheels. I've been living in an RV, 45-foot RV, for almost 5 years now. This is my life. I go wherever Father calls me to go to do conferences and help people get well and open their eyes. So anything you want to include me on, we will be there.
Amen. And I just love you said, you know, when you said about relationship with Yeshua. So feel free to say it's not a relationship, it's a relationship with Yeshua. Mm-hmm. So for those of you don't have that, I mean, truly, and if you are walking and truly walking with the Lord, you should have that relationship, not religionship. And for so many years, just looking back, I'm so glad that the Lord found me.
That's right. And for anyone out there that does not know scripture, because I didn't know it for more than half my life in my brain, I only knew it in my heart. But for any of you that want to start with his holy scriptures, which is going to be the only sword that we're going to be able to use soon against the enemy, again, go to Matthew Nolan. Matthew Nolan is teaching the book of Revelation. He's starting, I think, 11 B or C this week coming up, but he's already gone through chapter 11 or halfway through. Everything's on our website under the support link on the vacinfo.org. Start there for someone who doesn't know the word, because he's tying in what's going on in the world today. So he'll be able to put it together for you and make you see everything going on right now in the world, how it's tied into the book of Revelations. I mean, it's clear as day in the original language. And he also is very humble like us. It's not about him. He says it's his function. His function is just to, you know, teach the word. And we tried to get him to do the book of Revelation probably about 5 years now. Plus, we've been asking him, when are you going to do it? And he said, Father's not ready yet. He waited on Yahuwah's timing. to deliver this message. So for anyone that wants to slowly, I just told my son this morning, I said, baby, if you want to slowly get into Father's Word, watch Matthew's teaching. Watch him teach the book of Revelation and tie it in to exactly what's going on in the world today. So that's a real good start. And then you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And we're here for anyone that has questions. Our ministry is open arms, wanting to help anybody get intimate with our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, and to continue this truth. And he's bringing all of his pieces, like Dr. C. Dr. C, I'm just in awe of you. I'm so thankful that you and your wife, you know, found us. And your heart, and he's in New Mexico, Albuquerque. Can I say that?
Yeah, the Chile state, the capital Chile state.
Exactly. We put the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach over you. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Praise Father.
Amen.
Anyway, so any final words? Why don't you let everybody know how they can contact you, because we have another couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, I think at the bottom line, I'd like to pray for those people with, like Apostle Paul prayed for the Thessalonica. So okay. If I may, so may the God of peace, for those who are listening, may the God of peace, that shalom, sanctify you and set you apart holy. May your whole spirit and soul and body be faultless and healthy, whole, balanced, harmony and action. Essence of chaos in the midst of this chaotic world to live in the name of Yahweh Rapha, the Lord God, the healer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So do you want to give a telephone number in case anyone wants to contact you? You want them just contact us,
yes,
and we'll put them in contact,
sure,
with you.
So for those who are listening, this is area code 505-977-0583, and that's 505-977-0583, or familywellness1@gmail.com. That's familywellness1@gmail.com. So the reason I don't have a website is because I have a brother who is to work for the journals. He told me to be careful. So I want to be around to be able to talk to you and others. And when that's such time, maybe I'll have a website, but not right at the moment. So that's how you guys communicate with me, is to my email or my cell phone number.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And also, you can contact us to get to him as well. We love you. We thank you. And let's have you on as a guest again, okay?
All right. Toda rabah, sister.
Okay, you're listening to Vic Fellowship, and our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of a little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805 and leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and Yah bless.